Forgotten Patriots: The Untold Story of American Prisoners During the Revolutionary War. By Edwin Burroughs. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2008 by Edwin G. Burroughs. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Edwin Burroughs and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface: Thorburn's Lament. The idea for this book first began to spread its wings many years ago when I happened across the reminiscences of Grant Thorburn, a Scottish immigrant who came to New York City about a decade after the end of the Revolutionary War. Thorburn settled in a small frame house on Liberty Street, just east of Broadway, now deep in Manhattan's downtown business district, but in those days a rather nondescript residential neighborhood of 2- and 3-story private homes, a few churches, and some modest shops. With one notable exception, that is. About halfway down the block, next to the Middle Dutch Church, rose a massive and mysterious 5-story building, one of the largest in town, constructed of dark stone with small, deep windows exhibiting a dungeon-like aspect. This, Thorburn learned, was the infamous Old Sugar House, built as a sugar refinery many years earlier on what was then called Crown Street. It served as a British prison for Americans captured during the Revolutionary War. Since then, the building had become a shrine of sorts for the men who somehow managed to survive its horrors. Day after day, Thorburn watched war-worn veterans, many with wives and children in tow, coming to the sugar house to meditate upon what they endured there in the cause of independence. Often they paused to tell him stories about appalling squalor and rampant disease, about brutal guards and bad food, about daring escapes. They wept for comrades taken away every morning by the dead cart, corpses piled up like sticks of wood. But time passed. The visitors grew older and increasingly infirm. They came less frequently, then stopped coming altogether. In 1840, itself grown gray and rusty with age, the old sugar house on Liberty Street came down to make way for dull stores and commercial buildings. Thorburn despaired. The loss of the old sugar house was rank historicide. A foul deed, he cried, born of the leveling spirit of the day. Such a place should have been preserved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?